Boogie check.
Oh, and a and a questionable tone it is too. Good evening, Boogie Checkers, and a good evening to you. It's I, John Landecker, host and creator of the Boogie Check of Life. Are you a functional unit? Can you communicate telephonically? Then call 312-981-7200 and go on the air on the Boogie Check of Life. What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you. It means that whatever happens in life can happen on the Boogie Check. But I'm not going to put it there. That's up to you. I'm very busy right now stealing stuff from Bob Surratt. You know, in the first half hour of Bob's wonderful morning show, he takes the first call and gives that caller a prize. And I said, you know, that is a revolutionary new concept in the history of broadcasting. I've never heard of such a thing. So I thought I'd rip it off and use it for my own personal gain, which is what I'm going to do now. I got to... First caller, 312-981-7200, gets a prize. That's right. 312-981-7200. The first caller wins a prize. That's 312-981-7200 here on the Boogie Check. And in the meantime...
What is life?
Uh-huh.
I didn't come here to upset you.
They say bread is life.
Mm-hmm.
And I bake bread,
yeah.
And I sweat. And shovel this stinking dough in and out of this hot hole in the wall, and I should be so happy, huh, sweetie?
We were happy. We were talking about bakeries last half hour, and in the middle of it, I go, "Why don't I do that scene from Moonstruck with Nicolas Cage?" A little late, but you know, better late than never. If you're trying to put on the entertaining program that I continually strive for. Rob. Hello, Rob. Rob.
Yes, sir.
How are you, Rob?
I'm doing fantastic.
Where are you going? What are you doing?
I'm actually heading home from work. Just started a new job. Things are going great.
Congratulations. That's fantastic. Yeah, a lot of people are hiring these days. I see signs everywhere.
Yeah, best time to look around right now, that's for sure.
I think you are absolutely right. Well, you are the first call, Rob, and therefore you are going to win a desktop weather station from American Weather Makers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Men. Visit AmericanWeatherMakers.com. Congratulations on winning. Congratulations on your new job. That's awesome. Stay on the line so that Tom can get your information and we can get this weather station to you. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Gail. Hey, Gail.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well.
You were calling for the prize, weren't you?
Sure.
I can tell. We just gave it away.
Yeah. I know. I heard you.
Oh.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
It is. But, you know, every time the Boogie Check comes on, that's what we do. So, you know, don't feel
that. So if I paste the number in my phone, then it'll be faster.
You know, that is an old trick used by contest winners since the beginning of putting numbers into telephones on speed dial. That's
aware of that. I just haven't done that.
Oh, I'm just kidding. But thanks for calling, Gail. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Cindy. Cindy. Hey, Cindy. You're on WGN. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Hello. Nothing. I just thought maybe I'd call it.
Yeah. Well, here you are. What's going on? What are you doing?
Well, I'm on my way to work because I forgot to do something earlier, so I have to get it done tonight. Damn it.
I hate that when that happens.
Oh, my God. So do I.
You mean, did you get all the way home and then remember it?
Oh, I went home. I had dinner. I showered. I did the
whole
thing.
Oh, my God. You're kidding me.
No.
Jeez. What do you do, Cindy, that would require you to go back?
Kind of like, I guess you could call it a retail vendor / merchandiser.
Okay.
Certain things have to be done on certain days, and I goofed.
Well, you're going to make it right, and that's all that counts. Thanks for calling, Cindy. I appreciate the call in the midst of your trials and tribulations. Oh, I hate that. Oh, do I hate it. You know, like, you leave the house. Maybe it's not something you got to go back to do, but you get to wherever you're supposed to go, and then you realize there was something you were supposed to bring to do your work, and it's not there. That is what I call frustration with a capital F. I'm having a malfunction in the audio department.
Dan Allen, Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hello, John. This is Yogi saying goodbye to you.
You know what, guys? My levels are uneven. And they've been that way ever since I was a
kid. Good evening, John.
Thank you very much. They've been that way ever since I was a kid. Hey, man, you've got uneven levels. So what? Oh, 312-981-7200. That's the telephone number to get on the Boogular Check right now. The Boogie Check of Life. I do want to reiterate that because that means whatever happens in life happens on the Boogie Check. I am not going to put it there, though. That's up to you. 312-981-7200. That, my friends, is the telephone number to call. What was that again, John? 312-981-7200. We hang out here between 8 and 8:30, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and beat the bushes looking for phone calls. And that's what we're doing right now. You may not hear the bushes being beaten, but they are. 312-981-7200 as the telephone number if you want to get on the Boogie Check of Life. Right now, we're taking your calls. That's right. Oh, look at the tote board. You can... We don't have a tote board. I'm just like, you know, what am I doing?
What's a tote board?
You know, like if you were doing a, you know, like the Channel 11 auction or something, or if you were a charity telethon or something, and you would have a tote board of the amount of money that you were raising every hour. Well, hey, it's the end of a new hour. Let's go to the tote board and see how much we made. And then the numbers keep rolling, and the idea is that your tote board, you don't take it anywhere. It's not like tote. You know what I mean? But it has the increase of numbers that have been phoned in and pledged by the people who are calling and the various causes. Let's just put it that way.
If you donate $5, you will get the complete DVD set of Rick Steves Europe.
Yes, that's right.
Followed by Rick Steves Europe 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Uh-huh. He does a great job. Yep. Oh, hey, look who's on the phone. Joe. Hey, Joe. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I'm so happy to call in. I was hoping for the weather station, but...
A little late.
I guess I'll have to be the first caller another night.
Yeah, that's how it works. That's the right attitude to have, Joe. Positive attitude. Didn't happen now, but it's going to happen another night.
Listen, WGN has become my favorite full-service radio station again.
Well, that's fantastic.
And I know a lot about radio.
You do?
I've been an engineer for many years, yep.
You're a radio engineer?
I am, of course.
Can you say where you... Are you working in the business now?
Yes, I will not say where, but I'm...
Oh, I love it.
Semi-retired, but they like my work, and I'm kind of a consultant.
You know, I got to say, I love the idea that the engineers from another station listen to us and call us. Yeah, that's good.
There's a couple of big stations I used to listen to, but there's so much in debt that the programming just went down the dumper. And I bet you know which two companies I'm talking about.
Oh, I know exactly who you're talking about. Absolutely. You know, that because they're conglomerates. You know, they own thousands of stations and over-leveraged whatever it is, and they're all billions and scrillions of dollars in debt. Now, that's the cool thing about WGN Radio is that we're the only station that's owned by this company, the only radio station, that is. So
we didn't sell the tower to a developer either. I'm proud of you.
No, we did not.
I really am.
But what, I'm almost afraid to ask this, but what made you rediscover WGN?
Well, I've listened for several years on and off.
Yeah.
And my ex-wife was from the Flossmoor area.
Okay.
That's way too much information. Anyway, I really like full service radio. When I got wind of you guys there and Nexstar and Raleigh, it's been a great listening experience. And I even catch a little Bob Surratt in the morning.
Well, Joe, couldn't ask for more. Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you for calling, and somebody take this recording and give it to our boss. Thanks.
Well, you guys do a darn good job with what you got. You really do.
Thank you, Joe. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All righty. I'll be listening again.
Okay, and if we have any technical problems, I'll keep your number in my hip pocket. How about that?
Well,
I love that. Yeah. Yeah.
9 out of 10 engineers agree.
That's right. WGN, your full service.
What does that, you know, I've heard that
a lot. You want to know what that means?
Yeah, please, enlighten me.
I'm going to tell you. Full service radio, which is a lost art except right here, has everything that you could possibly need in the city to which you are broadcasting. That is, the news, the sports, the weather, the traffic, conversations about issues that are occurring currently, both locally, nationally, internationally, sports like the Blackhawks, and, you know, college football like Northwestern. Those are like full service radio stations. Like, I used to listen to a full service station when I was a kid, and it sounds very similar to I almost said their call letters, sounds very similar to WGN, and they carried Michigan football and the Detroit Lions and, you know, and when I was a little kid, we even had a small station in my hometown that did it. I worked for the station when I was in high school, and that was at a time you can possibly believe this. Everybody who wanted to broadcast University of Michigan football could do it. You could send your own broadcast team in. Nobody gave
licenses, no contracts.
No. And so Michigan left and went to play somebody in California. And I was the person who was on the air and also handling the engineering of it.
Oh.
But the station did not have any two-way communication between where the announcers were and where I was. So I'd have two sets of headphones on. One was for what was happening on the air, and then the other was the feed that was coming from California. And they would break for commercials, which were mostly live. So I had to read the commercial, and they would bring the volume up like 15 seconds before they would take the air. So even if I wasn't through with the commercial, the live commercial, I knew they were coming, so I had to wrap it up and threw it back to them. And that's ages ago, and you know how it hit. And so now, and that was, you know, an attempt at that little radio station to be full service, and that's what WGN does so well.